Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
My name is Ryan Dills. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm co-owner of the Georgia Hemp Company and Simply Sport, based also here in Atlanta. We're a CBD cannabis wellness company. So yeah, started 6 years ago.
Awesome. So like, are both companies kind of like intertwined into one, or are they two totally separate entities?
Yeah, pretty much intertwined into one. One's more of the wellness brand. And of course, on the sports side, it's got to be a little bit different than when you start dealing with hemp, you know, when you start dealing with athletes, you know, so it's got to be a little bit cleaner, if you will. It's a little bit more regulated. So the Simply Sport, Simply Wellness is more of a wellness brand. The Georgia Hemp Company is more of a lifestyle brand. And we carry under other brands products under that label, but not too many. Yeah.
Awesome. So how did you get into the hemp industry in the first place?
Well, I mean, you know, you just follow your feet, but really at the end of the day, I've always been involved in holistic health or interested in, you know, kind of alternative medicines, if you will, maybe a better solution, something more sustainable, something more long term. I'm not against big pharma or, you know, I hate to say pain pills, or those are over the counter medicine, but those are typically not typically they're more of a short term solution and not meant for long term use. And so, you know, cannabis, you know, mushrooms, you start getting into, you know, Eastern medicine, just a lot of plant health, if you will. And it just can be more preventative and can kind of help people deal with these situations. They deal with the health imbalances more sustainably and not cause other issues based on the medication you're taking. So I've always been interested in that and fitness and health. And having lived out west a long time, Southern California, Oregon, you know, that's more than the culture out there than it is in the South, or it was at the time, and it still is. You know, it's more about, you know, so it's always been a kind of a pet project of mine to help raise awareness and be focused on education in these things and just raise awareness so people can kind of make their own decisions and not just do what somebody tells them. And that's kind of hate to say the American way, but kind of like, well, somebody said this and my doctor said this, so I do it, and that's fine. But why are we doing it? And is that the better solution? Are we just band-aiding, or are we actually getting to the source of the issue? And that's always been big for me personally and in my immediate circle. So I wanted to kind of be a part of a company that kind of leads with that intent and hopefully help others, you know, kind of take more control of their health instead of just being reactive to it. So
awesome. So yeah. I guess, like, you know, for both of your brands, like, how have you raised awareness and educated people about what you're selling?
Yeah, good question. You know, and started it 6 years ago, our current company. And as you can imagine, we're still limited somewhat, but especially more so back then with traditional advertising. You know, you couldn't just run regular radio ads or TV ads or traditional marketing in general, whether it's even social media. So you had to kind of be creative or do more grassroots style marketing. And that means, you know, things on the ground, sponsoring local events, and, you know, having a table set up at these conferences and having one-on-ones face-to-face with the customers and people asking questions. So really just building the company with that intent of focusing on education and raising awareness. So you create, you know, your products and the labels accordingly, and just being accessible to customers and not just working online, you know, having brick and mortars. And again, really doing a lot in the community, whether it's music festivals to pet events to golf tournaments, anywhere where people are set up, farmers markets, those kind of things, we can have face to face and actually have a conversation. And so not just telling, not just having a product, but why do we have the ingredients we have? Why, where does it come from? How's it sourced? What's the story behind it? Seed to sell, in a sense. And so, you know, making sure we always have the proper, I'd say documentation, you know, pamphlets and those kind of things that kind of go into detail on how these products work, making sure the employees, are well-trained and understand what they're, representing. I hate to say, I've always said we don't sell CBD. We have it for sale. Those are two different things, right? So we have it if you're looking for it, and what the label says is what you're getting. But we're not pushing it. We're not a used car sales lot, you know. So we just have, this is another thing people can put into their health tool belt, if you will, to use that cliche. And again, raise awareness and educate. And people still want to choose a certain path, that's fine. But a lot of people just don't know. And so we just want to change that narrative, change the stigma, obviously, around marijuana in general, you know, even CBD, all that falls under the same umbrella. Because of the, you know, the 80s and say no to drugs and drugs are bad. And again, that drug word is a little, you know, misleading. And again, anything you abuse can be bad for you. A hammer, you know, can build a house or it can, you know, crush a skull. I hate to use that. But, you know, so it's all about education, awareness, moderation, understanding the power of these plants, or the potential of these plants, and trying to educate people so they can maybe have a higher well-being while they are existing on this planet. So, yeah.
For sure. Well, I mean, I guess for you, right? So do you guys have like a physical store location and then you also sell online, or like, what does the breakdown look like in terms of percentage, like e-commerce versus, you know, brick and mortar in terms of the business?
Yeah. Currently right now we have 4 brick and mortars. That we sell products out of. We got 2 more in process. I just want to say, and this isn't like a brag type thing, but you know, also in this industry, especially in the last, you know, starting 6 years ago, the biggest hindrances are on the financial side. You can't do traditional banking, and we didn't come from, you know, money or have family members, you know, we could reach out to. So we had to kind of, you know, grow it inch by inch. And just as money came in, we put it back in the company. That kept us growing slow, but that also kept it, you know, now we're have a clean balance sheet. And so when we opened a store, you know, it cost quite a bit of money to build that out. But we've done that all ourselves. We have no debt. We have no investors. So I'm pretty proud of that. But it took, you know, took some time. So we've got 2 more stores in motion. And we do online. We have a couple of websites. And we do a lot of we do a lot of events, and we have wholesale somewhat. It's not small, but I would say the wholesale is kind of growing organically. It's we expect it to do pretty well this year, but I would say online's probably 15%, brick and mortar is probably, you know, 70, and then the events and wholesale would make up the last 15.
For sure. So I guess like for 2024, what is your vision? Like, are you looking to ramp up e-commerce? You're focusing more like on wholesale. Like, what are you guys really focused on for this year?
Yeah, great question. You know, things have loosened up a little bit over the last 5 years, you know, with the 2018 Farm Bill and just understanding of this industry as it's grown, not just being out west, but come across the country. This focus this year would be open up, we got two in motion right now, brick and mortars, but I'd say 2 more than that. So we'd have it around the 8 range. Online's doing well, but continue to strengthen that. You know, we have a focus this year on building wholesale. We haven't really pushed that. It's kind of happened organically, but it should be in the 20% range of our total sales. And we have an actual, you know, a salesperson that's what they focus on. And they got a history. They got a lot of experience in that, you know, opening bigger accounts. Last year, we signed an exclusive deal with the Atlanta Braves. First companies, you know, CBD company at our level to do that with a professional organization due to the NSF getting involved. So my point in saying that we this year is more of a focus on kind of brand partnerships in the sports side. So the Atlanta Braves, we've got a lacrosse team, professional lacrosse team in Atlanta that we're exclusive with now that started this month. We have the hockey team. We have some individual athletes, a CrossFit gal that's, you know, 20th in the world. We got a professional surfer who will be in the Olympics this year. And her dad's a professional fisherman. So we've signed these things that have started this month so that you'll start seeing that stuff through our social media outlets and just our branding in general. So our focus this year is on the Simply Sports side, kind of building those brand partnerships and aligning ourselves with brands that we want to be aligned with that are, you know, kind of respected in the market and from the health side and from an athlete side, right? So kind of like if you wanted to sell water efficient shower heads, which is a weird metaphor, you really wouldn't want to go home, you know, house to house. You'd want to like talk to the plumbers because that's who people trust, right? They have a relationship with their contractor, if you will. So, you know, a lot of these athletes and these teams have a big following that people respect them. So if they do their due diligence and they align themselves with our brand, then the customer and their other fans trust that brand as well. And so, you know, we're building that side of it. We come come from, you know, a sports background. We grew up, you know, loving sports and loving athletes and loving going to live events. And we do well in that regard as far as setting up and, you know, and doing those events too, and having a table and talking to the fans at these things. So that's our big focus this year, simply sport and building the athlete side of it and aligning ourselves with brands. And then on, you know, just what we've been doing, you know, open a couple more stores and just kind of fine tune our infrastructure. You know, we just got opened a warehouse. We'll start, you know, we've started distributing some drinks, non-alcoholic seltzer type CBD / THC drinks, depending on the situation. And as people look for a non-alcohol option at these live events, a non-sugar option too. So Dry January is a good time for that to start. So we've become a little bit of a distributor in the Georgia area. So yeah, a lot of things happening at once. As I say it, I'm realizing, you know, I'm just touching the tip of the iceberg. But me and Joe are doing our best to manage this. And we got a great team of people, and we're expanding pretty fast, and we're hiring from, you know, outside, but also raising people up from inside within the company. And it's we got about 40 employees now, and it's fun. It's a fun ride.
Awesome. So I guess, like, in terms of sports team partnerships, like the Braves, like, how do you measure that kind of ROI, right? Like, if you have a sponsorship or a partnership, how do you, let's say, attribute that spend to actually getting more sales, like, in your business?
Yeah, you know, that'll be what we kind of encounter this year on that. Last year, we wanted to start beginning the year. The Braves have been easy to work with. I will say that I've been an amazing partner and been a big supporter, been really supportive of us. MLB has been a little bit more difficult, but they got to be right. We didn't really get started that partnership till about September. And then in the playoffs, they, you know, were out in the first round. So this year will be when we fully stretch our legs, and the stadium will have, you know, we'll have some billboard type things at the stadium, and people will start asking questions, and it'll start, you know, because Braves is probably maybe the most exciting and team at the moment, but probably the third or fourth biggest brand behind the Dodgers, Yankees, Cubs, you know, right? So, and Braves country so big. So this year we will really see how that starts translating to, from a tangible standpoint, with respect to your question, we've already had a lot of people start reaching out to us. Other teams have reached out to us. I can't really say more than that. Now, again, not that we would do things with other teams, but what they're really reaching out for is, you have to have an NSF approved product. And NSF is like the FDA of, you know, of sports products, right? So if you take an NSF approved product and you're an athlete, you don't have to worry about failing any tests. So we have a product that was NSF approved, and we got a couple more in motion. So other teams are starting to get into that, but there's not many companies out there with any. You know, at the end of the day, we're not a billion-dollar company. We're not a mom and pop either, but we're still a small company. So we're starting to get a lot of people reach out to us to see how the Braves doing it, how are we doing it, and how are we going to execute this relationship. And get back to what you're saying, how do we measure that ROI? You know, we're working on doing some things in the stadium and around the stadium. Again, MLB is really very mindful of watching all of that, as they should be. So this year will be interesting. What can we do, and when can we do it? Because there's game days, which is MLB's really on top of, but there's a lot of non-game days too. And so how do we monetize that? How do we do it within the rules and make sure we're not promoting something that's MLB wouldn't want us to promote? So that's a challenge this year that we'll be definitely watching. Now, again, with the Braves and all their networks, as far as on TV, the radio, they can provide us analytics on that front. And even in the stadium, and how many, you know, fans come through their gates. You know, the year before, they were the fourth largest, like, tourist attraction in the United States, which is kind of hard to imagine. You had Caesar's Palace, Disneyland, Disney World, and the Braves Stadium, which is called the Battery, the little area around it.
Battery,
so,
yep.
You know, there's, yeah, a lot of eyes there on us, you know, a lot of eyes on their partners. Yep. So, you know, there'll be some analytics for sure that we can look at, but from a sales standpoint, I handle the financial, anything to do with money side. And, you know, we've had a good foundation for a few years, and I know what kind of traffic we get. We have an IT department. We know our website, what kind of traffic it gets. And with the Braves Association, we'll mostly see a bump on the online sales, right? We got a lot of people that come to the Braves game that live within a few hours. Now, our stores will notice a bump too, but it's tough to track it completely with the Braves, because we're growing in general. You know, we're always growing with or without the Braves. The market's returning, right, from the COVID days, and a lot of people are rebounding. A lot of small businesses are rebounding, so we'll start getting more wholesale requests because they know we're associated with the Braves. You know, mom and pops to gas stations to health and wellness stores to anything like that. So there'll be a lot of things we can look at to kind of know what's how this relationship is going. And again, they've introduced us some big players as well, right? You know, they got big partners like Home Depot and Delta and,
right.
A big connection with the Veterans Association. So, you know, it'll be a little bit more macro right now, but there'll definitely be a lot of micro elements we can look at and make sure this is worth it from both sides, because it's not a free partnership, I'll say that. But I have no doubt that by the end of the summer, and we get the All-Star game this year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about
kinda
that.
Nice,
yeah.
Right? So, and with the Olympics coming, right, we got a few athletes in the Olympics, local athletes. So, I think by the end of summer, we'll be able to kind of like look at the micro elements and say, hey, this is definitely a bump because of this. Would they run this ad? You know, they have their radio outlets, they have their TV outlets locally. And we'll be able to see how that really translates to our model, since we kind of know what we do by ourselves. So what does this do it? You know what I mean? So I'm excited to see that. We're going to get creative a little bit on what we can do in the stadium or outside the stadium. And that will loosen up during this contract. It's a 6-year contract for the most part.
So
we'll be able to, you know, every year we think, you know, we know we'll be able to, if we can get in the battery, which is kind of a goal, there's just nobody wants to leave the battery, right? Because you can be selling bubble gum in the battery and do well. So as soon as they get creative on trying to get us the space in the battery, then we'll definitely be able to, like you said, you know, be specific on this store does this because of the battery, right now we got to depend on some of the advertising through radio and TV and just some of the promotions at the park where they mention us, right? And then the next day we see at this online and in the store things, you know, kind of take a bump. And sorry for that long answer, but yes, we're working through some of that as we kind of fill out this relationship on what MLB is going to let us do and not do. And as we add, you know, we're going to add a couple more NSF products before the season starts, you know, a topical and maybe like a gummy. So yeah, that's a process. NSF is like a government agency, so you can imagine it's not an overnight process, but we're getting through it.
For sure. So I guess like if somebody interacts with like a booth on like a non-game day at the battery, it's like, how do you measure that customer lifetime value? Like, do you have like email segmentation? Like, how do you guys like track that data to make sure that once somebody's in your system, that you can keep, you know, upselling them and selling them more or subscriptions? Sure. Like, what does that look like for your business?
Great question. You know, we've stayed away from the subscription thing. I don't say stayed away from it. It just hasn't made sense in our model. But we use Square. You know, Square did a beta program a couple of years ago with hemp companies to allow them to do the payment processing, which was always a big hurdle in our industry, right? And, you know, we've been doing payment processors in the beginning that might be 10% and ones that nobody knew of, you know, and it would change every few months. You can play the game. But Square did a beta program. If you were doing under $125,000 a month, and we were at the time, and they stuck with us. And so Square, you know, obviously is easily, you know, recognized by most customers, but also it provides so much data and it automatically collects that data in all our customers, unless they opt out of it, which, you know, we don't have that issue. So we can track that. We can do specials based on, you know, prior buying habits and, you know, from the wholesale side and obviously the retail side, and follow trends. And people love that. And we'll do, you know, we do discounts, you know, product spotlights, you know, depending on the month and time of year and whether it's holidays or it's creating new products or certain bundles, especially around the athlete thing. So, yeah, we're able to do a lot of that because of Square and that platform. And Square is great for kind of mid-sized to smaller size companies. But, you know, as you ask that, I'm thinking, as we kind of get to the next level, you know, Square is still great, but we may have to, you know, look at some of these other options to kind of fully utilize, you know, since we're doing brick and mortar, online, wholesale, events, you know, we have all these different revenue streams. It's not just a one, you know, you know what I mean? It can only go so far when you start getting too expansive with, you know, kind of different things, plus being a distributor. Those are hurdles or challenges that Square may start presenting as we get to the next level when we're considered more mid-size, if you will. Right now, we haven't had any issues. It's been nice to look at all the different reports, and they can create custom reports based on our particular business because, again, they did like a specific thing for the hemp industry.
Square sets up like all the email flows, essentially.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, cool.
It makes it easy. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I was curious, right? Because obviously now people are looking for different ways to use AI in their business. So I'm thinking, like, you know, like as you guys ramp up? Like, have you thought about AI for like customer support as you guys are like, ramping up like all this web traffic in 2024?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you brought the AI. My business partner has been big on, with that, was just basic communication, whether it's with customers or we create new positions. And usually I'm the one that would be like responding to certain things. Not that I say it in a different way or more professional or anything like that. I'm more diplomatic, but AI has made things so much easier when you just, whether it's like, say you sent me three questions, or not you, but like a newspaper. Now I know how to answer it, but like, it's nice to have AI to like clean it up, make it, you know, less rambling like I do when I'm talking. But just basic communication to the team. We got 40 customers, we got 40 employees, we got six different locations, but four different stores, and there's different departments. You know, even though we're small, we have all these different, we like to do things before they're needed. So we're all these different departments, from HR to sales to this operations, marketing, right? So that communication flow from an internal basis, we use a lot of AI, the ChatGPT type, you know, thought. How can it be utilized when it comes to sales and different promotions? The sky's the limit. And we're starting to tap into that or look into that and how that can kind of be tailored to us as more products are available to us, or plugins as it would be with ChatGPT. But I see that being a big thing with all business. I think it's how do I say this without being judgy? I think it's silly for people to not look at that or to try to stay in the old way of doing things, especially when it comes to social media posts. You know, just sounding more diplomatic, making sure you're covering yourself on all levels, meaning you know, you're not being too short-sighted or pigeonholing yourself. And, you know, you can just ask a basic question to ChatGPT and you're like, wow, I wish the president answers stuff like that. That's
like, I think AI is good for your industry specifically because there's still so many people in this country that don't have enough information, that they have so many questions, and you're kind of still in this like phase of creating like a new category. Cause I think most Americans may still have like a negative perception. They don't understand like all the benefits. So they're probably asking lots of questions to better understand your products and how they can help them.
Yeah. And being able to articulate it right, and where it's digestible. And that's a good point. I know we're moving away on the customer service side. As you're saying that, you know, we're moving away. We're in the process of this, you know, being a new year, and we've added some different elements from, you know, even not answering phone calls, but we get most of these things are basic questions that can be answered pretty quickly, you know, through email. And like I said, using the AI situation, it will solve a lot of these problems in a quick way than having like five people answering phones. It'd be one person really kind of overseeing it.
Or like an AI chatbot or something.
That's right. That's right. And tailoring it, like you said, but it kind of tailors itself, right? It depends what options you have. So yeah, I see that being a big thing coming. Well, not just with us, but just in the world, you know, this year, I think we'll start seeing AI stretch its legs on the app, you know, from a basic consumer level. And I'm excited about that. And from our business standpoint, yeah, I could definitely clean up a lot of inefficiencies and just basic, you know, communication that's easy to digest no matter who you are, you know. So that's
for sure. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Well, that's a catch-22, right? You know, sometimes, you know, ignorance is bliss in the sense that you ask for forgiveness, not permission. And I don't mean that by breaking rules or being illegal. I don't mean like that. I just mean like sometimes not knowing any better put us in a decent position. We didn't know you weren't supposed to go to this meeting at Capitol Hill and shake hands with these different, you know, members of you know, your representatives, or didn't know this business conference didn't include hemp people. And we just went and made conversations and people were like, oh, that's interesting, where they wouldn't let us in the door had they known. But we weren't trying to be deceitful. We just didn't know. You know, we didn't know that there was business and there was hemp business, you know, there's small business and there's small business in cannabis. We didn't realize there was a difference. And plus, I wasn't really thinking about us being, I mean, we're cannabis, but we weren't trying to sell THC. It was just CBD and hemp derived products. And so, you know, what I wish I knew now, and some of the stuff I would stress over on the financial side and not having, you know, access to the traditional products other businesses have. And I would have sold, I'm being facetious a little bit, but or dramatic, but I would have sold my soul for $100,000 4 years ago, but we didn't have access to that. And we had some contacts or colleagues, if you will, ex-athletes that really wanted to invest in the company, and $100,000 at the time, I would have gave probably 20% of the company, and that would, you know, we would just because you needed the cash flow, but we never did it. And I don't know, you know, just mentally, it's just something would always happen where I'm like, you know, our value's changing so fast. I don't feel good about it for them or us, because that whatever percentage I give you will be different in a month because we're growing so fast. So I guess I wish I would have been understanding that it's okay how the patient side of it, being patient. And I wish I'd understood more understood the financial challenges that our industry faced. And I was kind of a little bit oblivious to it, which again, as I said to start, might've been better because I didn't, you learn the hard way, you figure it out. And we're really good at kind of water, you know, there's going to be dams along the way. You just go around them, you know, you figure it out. So what's the rules? Changing the rules. Okay, cool. Okay. We'll go this way. We'll get up to the boundary, stretch it the best we can. And keep going forward. So I don't know that I would change anything. I know this is a long answer, but I don't know that I would change anything because I think that ignorance part of it, and I mean ignorance in the respectful way, probably kept us as motivated and engaged or just focused on the micro, the day-to-day that we didn't know. If I'd ever zoomed out, I'd been like, man, this is like climbing uphill nonstop and there's no relief in sight. But I was just focused on one inch a day. And now we're miles down the road. And so I'm kind of, our mentality, I think, fit well into the timing of this industry and how we've got into it. And, you know, Trump and the farm bill and, you know, COVID, even what happened the way it happened, you know, we had built a decent online presence and didn't lay anybody off, didn't ask for any money, didn't need any money, and just kept going along the way. And I don't think I would have changed anything. Honestly, I'm glad people said no to us that didn't want to rent us a lease us a office space. And now they call us and the banks call us. I'm not, you know, not interested. You know, it's kind of funny. Banks will call. It's kind of like banks, you have to prove to them you don't need the money. And then when you need it, that's when they come calling. It's like, I needed you 5 years ago. Right. So yeah, that's a great question. And I'd have to really give that some thought, but I really offhand, I don't know that I would change any of it, honestly.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I appreciate you taking the time today. And if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? It's best way to get in contact with you.
Yeah, you know, thegeorgiahempcompany.com, that website, we have a contact form. It makes its way to wherever it needs to go to based on the inquiry. And we have social media, Instagram, Georgia Hemp Co. Easy to find. You know, we're not, that name isn't similar to anybody else's. And again, Simply Sports, easy to find as well. My name's Ryan Deals, that's easy to find. And anything, any question, any inquiry, any way we can help anybody in the industry or outside the industry, just trying to make it in business world, anything we can do to offer, or anything we can offer to help kind of ease that ride or provide a little bit more of a gap for them to go through, we'd be more than happy to help them out. And or just from a health standpoint, you know. So thegeorgiahempcompany.com. And thank you for your time as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.